Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I filled out the survey
Yes, ma'am.
and appeared to pay for the $5 shipping and handling for the Dyson that I got for doing the answering all the questions. And I'm getting a weird message that says pickup card SF. So is this like a scam or
If
am I just?
the survey is on the back, where'd you get the survey from?
It was on my email.
I mean, we're a legit company where you call, so the banks and stuff call here, so we're legit. Now, what it's asking you to do, we don't have anything to do with that. We handle the transactions after it's done. Like, we
Okay, so
have.
you'll be able to see the transaction where I paid
Correct.
the $5 shipping and
Yes,
handling.
I'll see that once you do that. I don't have anything to do with what you're doing to make that happen, but once a transaction does take place, you have our number to call for the customer follow-up issue, like to say, well, hey, I want to cancel this, or hey, I want to extend this, or hey, I want to do whatever, and then that's in the bank's call here as well. So we're legit.
Okay, so I just did it and then I wasn't sure it went through, so I hit confirm and pay again. Can you see that now or do we need to wait a while?
Let's see, what's your zip code, ma'am?
97045.
One moment, please. Your name?
Laurel, and my last name is actually hyphenated Simpson dash Kelly.
Okay, Laura, I do see a transaction here for you. Verify your address for me.
17400 South Rory Court, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045.
Okay, that's correct. So what I see here at 11:50 on 5:10, you entered a contest entry. All right. So
That's not what it said. It said, okay, this was a scam then. It's
no,
not what
ma'am.
it said.
No,
It
let
said if
me.
you filled out the information, it didn't say anything about a contest.
Well, it entered you into a contest based on when you put your account number in and the terms and conditions. The $59.89, I don't know if you see that yet, but you've been charged $59.89.
I've been charged what?
$59.89 for the
For
bike.
what? For
Okay.
what?
So the con okay, when you put your card in, you said that you was gonna pay.
All it said was that I had to pay $5 shipping and handling. It didn't say anything about
Yes,
$59.95 or
ma'am. No,
whatever.
it wouldn't have said that then. It would have said it in the terms and conditions, provided they were read. So let's back up a minute. So the $5.85 that you was purchasing when you put your card number in, and then the card number cannot go through unless you agree to the terms and conditions. Now, when you agree to the terms and conditions, provided they were read, it would tell you that it's going to automatically enroll you into the Bites Hub. That's a meal plan. Okay? We have thousands of
Okay,
members.
so well,
We have thousands.
back up, wait, wait, wait. There was nothing that popped up that said terms and conditions or anything about this other company you're talking about.
Your card would not take unless the terms and conditions was accepted, ma'am.
I can go back and take screenshots and send it to you.
No,
So cancel. I need you to cancel it all because, in my opinion, it's a scam.
yes, ma'am, that part I can do, but you was asking me to explain to you what happened. I have
Yeah,
no problem about it.
none of that came up at all. No terms and conditions came up. And that's why I was like, okay, when this weird white box popped up and said, you know, something, something SF, and you could, there was no place to check or read any terms of conditions or hear about this other company whatsoever, how it looked was that, because I looked all over for those terms and conditions, because usually there is something else going on in the background. Mm-hmm. And the initial one had nothing. It just said they wanted answers for Home Depot. And if you answered this stuff, that you're eligible to receive this Dyson. Uh-huh. And then it said pay shipping and handling. Uh-huh. There, like I said, there was no terms and condition.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'm just very what?
Just this weird white little box showed up that, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Looks really strange.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very aware of what you're saying, because we have thousands of members that either they have the app, the meal plan. It might not be a good fit for you, but it is definitely one of those things that people have. And what it is, it's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. Now, people with that kind of issue, it's a big deal for them. They like the program. They like the app. It includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It includes guides to making better food choices to supercharge your health. You might not have those health issues, but we have thousands of people that do. And the app is a wonderful thing for them. And it's part of...
So had the app actually showed up, I may be interested. But I run a health and wellness group
and
of my own.
Yeah.
So,
and that's understandable.
Like,
but it's,
I'm
it's
totally
just,
blown away by this. I just this is like the first I've heard of it.
No, ma'am. It's just part of the survey that you did. Or the A lot of times it's in the way of a survey. A lot of times it's in the way of a sweepstake. A lot of times it's in way of a contest entry on the back of a receipt. It could be from Costco, Home Depot, anywhere. It's just a promotion.
I sure wish I would have been able to read about this program, but
yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Nothing
it's
came
a, up. It's a promotion just like, I can't explain to you. For instance, if Netflix, say, 14 days, you can watch free movies.
Right.
And after the end of the 14th day, they're going to charge you on the 15th day if you don't let them know that you don't want that, okay?
Right.
So it's not a scam. It's legit. It might have not been what you might have thought it was. It might have been something that whatever or whatever, whatever. But it's, we got thousands of members. So, however, to take care of you tonight, what I can do as well, I can...
Yeah, because I ran it through twice because I got that weird message.
Yeah, I don't know what
so
it is
that's
weird
what
that you're seeing.
I'm concerned about, you know, how many times my card was charged, number one.
Well, I only see one time, so I don't know if it is or something that'll show up later, but I don't see that now. And what I can do for you now, since you do have a wellness place and you have this app, might be something that, you know, you might can consider your clients getting, because or even for you just to see how to track or give them meal planning ideas or giving them recipe guides.
Yeah, that's really nice of you, but my app is geared for people with advanced disease. So
okay.
I look for very specific things that are medically based.
Mm-hmm.
And this may work really good for somebody who's wanting to eat healthier and be healthier.
Right.
But like I said, had I seen anything about that, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have proceeded because I already run my own company.
Well, let me ask you this: we can offer you that monthly rate instead of $59.89 if you decide to stay with it and just try the program. It could be $20 a month just to see how it works out.
Actually, no. I just want the money that's already been taken off my card back. And
so,
then I'll unsubscribe because this didn't show a terms and conditions. It didn't show any of that stuff as I usually look for that.
I will unsubscribe you here, ma'am. I cancel here. But what I can do for you, if you're not going to do the $20, just to stay with the program and see how it works, I can refund you 75% of that $59.89 because it is a valid charge. So what I can give you back is 75% of that, which will be, and then going forward, we will cancel it so you won't have any reoccurring $59.89 each month.
So you're still going to charge me no matter what. I'm going to pay something for this, for the fact that the stuff didn't come up.
Well, I didn't enter the credit card, ma'am, so you have to understand, we didn't do that.
Okay,
we,
go ahead and do that, and then I'll go and I'll show this stuff to my bank. My bank will call it fraud. I'll take screenshots of it, and we'll go forward from there.
No, your bank will call here, as they do sometimes, and the first thing they ask us, is it a valid charge? Because most times it is, because it haven't been, the terms and conditions have not been read. Now, your bank will back you on the fact if it's a charge you did not, like you didn't use your card at all.
No, they won't back me because I can take screenshots showing that there were no terms and conditions and this weird thing that came up.
Well, you'd be the only person I've been doing this for a minute now that doesn't, because most people say, oh yeah, I did see it, but I just went on through it.
Refund my card, please.
I can
right
refund
now.
The 75% of that, ma'am, which is the $59.89. Let's see here, $59.89, and 75% of that will be $44.91 I'll put back on
That's
your card.
That's fine.
Okay.
You do that, and I'll get the screenshots to my bank.
Hold on a minute, okay? So what I need to do, if you're accepting the $44.91, I'm going to notate your account.
I definitely will not recommend this to any clients anywhere because of this whole 75% thing. No way.
I understand, ma'am. Let me do this for you right here. So the refund amount, I'm trying not to not do something before we get off the phone here. So, well, actually.
Because that's another thing. If I was to recommend this to a client that doesn't need medical type of food.
I get it.
If they found out that it was only 75% refunded, the first thing that they'd say was forget it.
You don't have to. I just said that because you said you had a place. You don't have to. We have thousands of folks do this every day, so you don't have to do that. I just mentioned it to you because you said you mentioned a health thing. But listen, let me say this to you. Your card was declined. So there's no refund I'm going to give you because it wasn't taken.
That's good. That means my bank recognized it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, and
I
will spread the word about your company.
Ma'am, before you hang up, I need to make sure there's no reoccurring charges for you. I'm only here to help. And you can hang up abruptly, but I need to finish the process because you're going to be charged again next month if I don't.
So do it.
So it's a monthly charge. So right now the refund is not going to be there because it was declined, and so that part is not due back. And here's a cancellation number for you in just a minute. I'm going to give you for canceling the reoccurring charges. Hold on just one moment. I need to notate your account as well.
What's the name of this company again?
We're a third-party call center, and this is Bite Hubs. We got thousands of different products with hundreds.
Say the name of the
Bite Hub. BITEHUBS. Bite Hub. It's a meal plan. Bites, like bites of food. Bite Hub.
Okay.
I can give you support numbers and all that in a minute. If you hold on, let me get through this process. I can give you some email support numbers and all that. Okay, custom does not. I just need to notate this. I want membership. Hold on. Account canceled. Okay, I've notated your account. The cancellation number for you, ma'am, on this $59.89 not being a reoccurring charge is CS and Charlie. 9207-14096. You have
okay.
that? All right. And let me double check here to make sure. Yes, customer account was canceled. Of course, there's no refund. And I notated the account. And let me give you any support and email to this company as well if you choose to email them.
Yep.
Hold on here. Bikes Hub. Where is it?
Are you saying Tub or Hub?
H-U-B? Hub. The brand is Bites. B-I-T-E-S. Hub. H-U.
Like H as in Hubert?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
U-B-S. Hubs. And it was a result of, it does say here, that it was a result of the customer entered into a giveaway to win a prize. And they entered the giveaway by subscribing to the monthly meal app plan. So that's blatantly up here. That was somewhere, whether it was missed or something, that's not for me to argue or say one way or the other. But
no, I took screenshots because I do that. I'm smart enough to do that. So can you
okay.
just give me the email of the company, please?
I'm looking for it now. Returns and say, if you may cancel membership whenever by reaching our customer service by email. I also confirm by the membership to Feast Fat. Hold on. This is for the Feast Treat. We got several different ones. I'm looking for one specific, and it's Bite Hub. You may enter. Okay, here we go. So, Bite Hub, their email support number is CS, the at sign, at grab, G-R-A-B, B-I-T-E-S, H-U-B dot com.
Hold on. G-R-A, say it again.
Grab, like you grab a bite to eat, grab, G-R-A-B.
Okay.
Then Bites, B-I-T-E-S, Hub, H-U-B, .com. So that's email support is CS, like customer service or something, CS at the at sign, Grab, G-R-A-B, B-I-T-E-S, Grab Bites, all, you know, all
okay,
that stuff.
The C as in cat, S as in Frank. App.
No, CS as in customer service, like customer C,
thank
service
you.
S.
Do you have a phone number to that place?
No, hold on. Have we gotten this part right? CS at grabbiteshub.com?
Yep, I got that down.
Okay, now, there's also a website if you want to check it out, too. It's G-R-A-B.
Okay.
B-I-T-E-S. H-U-B. .com. I'm on the site now myself, and it tells you Bite Hub, new and improved lifestyle. Sign up today. So if you decide to do it later, you can. It's an easy and customizable type of plan. And it's
is
got,
there an 800 number?
No, that's why they have an email, ma'am. They're not going to do that. The number is going to be here to the customer service. The number
all
I
right.
do have.
Thank you for your help.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for calling.